Continue on what we were discussing yesterday about Makom Kavua. So yesterday we discussed the importance of establishing a Makom Kavua even when davening one's own home. So tonight I want to discuss about where a person should establish a Makom Kavua. And we're not going to discuss, obviously, not in the bathroom, not near a bathroom that's open, assuming a place that's clean. So then a person should choose a wall. Up against the wall is really the ideal place to choose a Makom Kavua. And that's based on a Gemara in Brachos Daf Hei Beis. The Gemara there invokes a pasuk. It says, Minayin l'mispalel shelo yehe davar chotetz beino levein akir. How do you know that when a person davens, there should not be any interruption between him and the wall? He should be mamish up against the wall. Shenemar, the Gemara, the pasuk, and it says, Vayasev chizkiyahu panav el akir. That he davened up against the wall. He davened his face against the wall of ice palo. So we see from here that there's an inyan halacha that davened up against the wall. Nothing should be between him and the kir. So the Mishnah Brura refers to this halacha. He makes it very clear that this is a very, very nice thing, but it's only ein ze'ela le'mitzvah min ha'muvchor. This is an ideal situation. A person shouldn't push anyone. A person shouldn't go out of his way in such a way to daven up against the wall. It's certainly a good thing, but don't be so crazy about it. It's a mitzvah min ha'muvchor. So what's the reason? What's the basis for having to, other than the pasuk, what's the tam hadavar? Why we say we should daven against the wall? So the simple understanding is, like we saw yesterday in Makom Kavua, why is there a Makom Kavua? The Rambam says the reason we have a inyan of davening up against the wall is so a person should have kavana. When you're not up against the wall and there's space in between you and the wall, the eyes begin to wander and it distracts a person from davening and concentrating like you should be davening. So therefore the Rambam says that's the reason why you should daven up against the wall. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tzadi Ches, he's talking about there how, like we discussed yesterday, the inyan of tefillah is connected to karbanos. And if that's the case, he writes that since the tefillah is b'mokum ha-karbon, he goes through that you need to have proper karbana, like karbanos have proper karbana, and you need to be standing up, just like you need to stand when doing the avoda, and you need to have a makom kavua, like we said yesterday. And also, he says, v'shelo yachot davar v'no lakir. That person should not have any interruptions between himself and the wall. When you bring a karbon, you have to be the kohen who has to be directly between him and the wall, him and the mizbeach. There can't be any chatzitzos. So too, when you're davening, it should be like a karbon. There should not be any interruption in between the davener and the wall. So there are a few nafkaminas, whether the reason for this is for proper kavana, or is the reason because it's based on karbanos. So one of the Mishnah Brura already brings down there in Hilchos Tefillah Simen Tzadi Ches, he says, just like there can't be an interruption, a chatzitza, between you and the wall, so too, he says, there can't be anything beino lakarka, between you and the floor. The way it worked was that the Kohanim didn't wear any shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. So we have to wear shoes. That's the Kabbalistic way. We discussed this a couple days ago. We have to wear shoes. But the Kohen can't stand on top of anything. His feet have to be directly on the ground. So if we're going to say that tefillah is modeled after the karbanos, just like there can't be a chatzitza between you and the wall, so too there can't be a chatzitza between you and the floor as well. So Mishnah Brura talks about if it's, you know, more than tefachim or it's less than three tefachim, let's say you're standing on a mat of some sort, is that going to be a chatzitza? So he quotes a number of opinions. It's certainly best that there shouldn't be any separations, not even a mat, between you and the floor. They point out in the postgame when it comes to, you know, on Yom Kippur, and the Mishnah Brura says, when it comes to Yom Kippur, and we lie down on mats, we lie down not directly on the floor, but we want a separation, so there, that's allowed. That is batel legabe karka. But you have to question, certain types of mats may or may not be. So I was just thinking, sometimes people have those soft mats, like in our shul, where there's wood most of the place, so if people put those soft mats there, I don't think that would be considered a chatzitza. I think that's just a way to soften the floor for you, but something else that wouldn't be part of the ground, I would imagine would be a chatzitza. But either way, this is only true if you assume that a Shemoneh Esrei is modeled after the karbanos, would there be chatzitza on the floor. If the whole idea is a kavana, so then the only question is where your eyes see. But what you're standing on may not be distracting to kavana. Now, if it is distracting, then obviously you shouldn't stand on anything either. Halacha maisa, we assume a person should not stand on anything nonetheless. Now, another nafkamina is, let's say you're in a place where you can't get the wall, and you're davening that's short of space, so you're not up against the wall. So certainly you should daven, no other choice, it's only mitzvah min ha'muvchor, but if you close your eyes, that would get around the problem. Or if you keep your eyes in the sitter, that would get around the problem, if the whole function is for kavana purposes, so as long as you don't see anything, as long as your eyes aren't distracted, close them or keep them in the sitter. But if you assume like the Shulchan Aruch that's based in karbanos, closing your eyes wouldn't help. But again, since this is only mitzvah min mufchar, then a person should just close the eyes not to be distracted. So ideally, a person should again try to daven up against the wall, but if he can't, so then close their eyes, look in the sitter, that's not a problem. Now the Tosfos writes there in the Gemara and Brachos daf Hey and Beis, if it's something that's kavua, like a teva, like a bima, like an aron, that's not considered an interruption. So if you daven in front of the bima, you daven in front of the aron, that's fine. If you have benches that are kavua in the room, that's not considered a chatzitza. Even though you might be there far away, that's fine. That's not considered a chatzitza. That's still considered davening up against the wall. They talk about in the poskim whether you're davening behind another person or not. That, of course, is almost impossible to avoid. If you have the front of the shul, fantastic. If you don't, you can assume, like the poskim, that people in front of you are not considered a chatzitza. Fine. Now, what about a shtender? What about a shtender? Is that considered a chatzitza or not a chatzitza? So the Mishabura writes, he says that when something is v'tzarech tefillah, the chol davar shu tzarech tefillah, anything that's necessary for tefillah, where it's helpful for tefillah, that even though afilu hu gadol harbe, even though it might be really, really big, eino chashuv hefsek. That's not called the hefsek. He gives examples. You could go on a shulchan shebebayish shemanichin alav asidr. You have tables in the shul, or lachay nagu bebeis knesses. He writes that kol echad shulchan katan. Each person has their own small table, which he calls shtender. We know the shtenders. So shtenders and tables are not considered a chatzitza because shemanichin alav hasidurim. Since we place the sidurim on top of the shtenders, we place the sidurim on top of the tables. That's not considered a chatzitza. That's considered up against the wall. But if a person has, what if a person isn't using a shtender? Meaning he uses a shtender, but he's not using a sitter. Let's say he holds on to the shtender. He holds it. It gives him some kavana, but he's not holding a sitter. He knows it baal peh. Are you allowed to use it in that instance? So the Rav Chaim felt that if a person holds on to the shtender, some people have extra kavana as they hold on to shtenders when they daven. The Rav Chaim felt that that would not be considered a chatzitza either. Now, one does have to keep in mind, however, you can't lean on the shtender. When you're davening, amida, you have to be standing up. If you're leaning so strong in such a way whereby if the shtender, let's say, were removed, you'd fall over on your face, that's not called amida, that's called smicha. So you could hold on to the shtender, but you can't lean on the shtender, and you could use it because it's tzarech tefillah, even if you are not placing a sitter on it. So again, these are something to keep in mind. Not always possible in a shul to daven up against the wall, but certainly in the house, I'm sure a person could find a wall where you could daven in, so there shouldn't be any chatzitzas. Now, last small point here that one has to keep in mind when finding a place, the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, in Simen Sadi, Sif Chav Gimel, Habegadim HaMetzuyarim. Sometimes they had these, I don't know, nice clothing hanging on the wall, or pictures, more like what we would have, a tapestry. Ava Pisha Eino Boltos, even though it might not be protruding from the wall, they're flat against the wall, Einachon Lispala Kenegdim. It's inappropriate to daven facing them. And the reason he says, because you end up looking at the nice pictures, and you get distracted, it's a problem of a kavana. And then he writes, let's say you're standing up against a wall where there happens to be a picture, you have no other choice. So Yalam Einov, just close your eyes, because we said the real reason behind all this is for Kavana. So if you're able to close your eyes, that's a way around it. And then the Mishabura points out, along the same line, just like you shouldn't daven in front of a picture, Aser Lispala Kineged Hamara. A person should not daven in front of a mirror. It looks like he's davening to his own reflection. Even if one's eyes are closed, one should not daven against the mirror. People don't always know this. Oftentimes you're davening mincha maariv at a chasna, and sometimes you're in a room where there are a lot of mirrors, like the sands, for example. There are many rooms that have mirrors there. A person should not daven facing a mirror, even with eyes closed. What about if you're davening in front of a window, and given the time of day and the reflection, you're able to see yourself? There too as well, the stipend points out one should be machmir and not daven in front of a window when there's a reflection as well. So hopefully these are helpful tips in getting proper kavana when davening at home. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow at 12 o'clock, I plan to give a 10-minute divrei chizuk along with some basic halachas of davening and Shabbos b'yichidus at the house. And then next week we'll continue more topics every day along these lines. Please send in some more questions. They're very helpful. I had a couple of them on the chat already, so they're very helpful. I'll address some of those and b'yichidus them next week. Everyone have a wonderful evening.